And friends, we are broadcasting from New York City, and we would like to acknowledge that on this, our 52nd annual Flannelly Show on Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network USA, and irishradio.com. We've had one sponsor, a primary sponsor, through the decades, and that is... and has been Tourism Ireland, getting people to Ireland. So first of all, I want to acknowledge and thank Tourism Ireland for making these programs possible, and welcome Alison Metcalf, the Executive Vice President and Head of Tourism to Irish Tourism for the USA, Canada, and beyond. But Alison, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian. Always great to be here, especially on St. Patrick's Day.
I want to ask you, though, or maybe just as a point of reference to the parade in Ireland today. 400,000 expected to attend St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin today, and double that, 800,000 people expected to pass through Dublin Airport over this 12-day period celebrating St. Patrick and St. Patrick's Day. An astonishing number of people, but an indication, Alison, that Ireland is open. Open for... you know, it is.
Absolutely. I think it's, as we know, St. Patrick's Day has always traditionally been the start of the tourism season. But I think, you know, after a couple of years of the pandemic and people being locked at home, people are ready to go. And I think what you're seeing this year is we're ready to roll out the Green Welcome Mat, and people are traveling again. And we look forward to seeing as many Americans, certainly on the streets of Dublin, this St. Patrick's Day and also beyond. So people want to reconnect. And I think no better time to start that than this St. Patrick's Day, particularly after the last 2 years we've had.
You know, a lot of media in particular from all over the United States were treated to a preview of the biggest undertaking of Tourism Ireland in the rollout of the IMAX, magnificent IMAX film, the movie Ireland, narrated by Liam Neeson. And actually later on in our program, we are going to have the producer and of the IMAX 3D film. Tell us a little bit about that and what an amazing movie this is, in addition to Tourism Ireland worldwide.
Yes, absolutely, Adrian. Well, it's a very exciting project for us. Tourism Ireland is the presenting sponsor, working with McGilvery Films. And the new IMAX movie, I suppose, is part of our activity to really sort of relaunch and restart tourism this year in 2022. And we think that the movie is a great opportunity to connect people with the fantastic landscape, history, heritage, culture, and music of Ireland, that the IMAX movie is being rolled out right across the U.S., and it will obviously go global. It'll be playing in a large variety of IMAX theaters and science centers. And I think it's a really, powerful movie, because not only does it talk to the great landscape and history and heritage, but it talks about, it's a modern movie. It follows four youngsters as they travel around Ireland. So it has a lot of energy in the movie, and it also showcases many of the other outdoor activities that Ireland has to offer. So I think to some people, it will be sort of an opportunity to see Ireland like they've never seen it before, and give them a sense of just the variety of things to do and see. And we hope that as people watch this movie, that will inspire them to start, planning a trip. And it's just one of, a number of projects that we're working on at Tourism Ireland. This will complement our largest ever marketing campaign that is also underway. So we're very excited by that. And it's great to be working with such a great brand and to have a movie that is clearly narrated by one of our own, Liam Neeson. So in addition to the IMAX film that we referenced, we're also sponsoring the Riverdance 25th anniversary tour of North America. So this is the tour. It kicked off just a couple of weeks ago. Riverdance will be showing in 40 cities. There'll be 120 performances. And I can't think of a better and more iconic cultural brand than for Tourism Ireland to be associated with, showcasing the very best of Irish dance and culture. And we had the opportunity just last night to host a reception in Washington with the Taoiseach at the Kennedy Center. And it was just fantastic just to see a standing ovation. The concert hall was absolutely packed. And Tourism Ireland has taken this opportunity to connect and use the opportunity to inspire people to start planning that trip. So a video, a 90-second video, was shown at the intermission, which showcases different parts of the island of Ireland with the dancers at the Giant's Causeway, at the Dark Hedges, at the Cliffs of Moher, and also in Dublin. And we're also running a digital and social campaign. So we expect this tour to be a great success. I was delighted to meet with John McColgan as well, the founder and producer of Riverdance. So again, it's just another example of how we're using high-profile brand partnerships to reach audiences in new and exciting ways and remind them of what Ireland has to offer.
Normally, at this time in the lead-up to St. Patrick's Day, the greening of events and iconic the iconic events, the marvelous, the fabulous beauty spots throughout the world are featured and promoted by Tourism Ireland. Just tell us a little bit about that and what the decision was for this year.
Yeah, I think this year, and clearly, obviously, I think in respect of the situation in Ukraine, we felt that it didn't really make sense for us to be asking people to light up their buildings green when obviously there's a lot of empathy for the humanitarian crisis in Ireland and a huge support for what's happening in Ukraine. So Tourism Ireland, in close collaboration with our colleagues at Department of Foreign Affairs, took the decision that this year that we would not be promoting the Global Greening Initiative, that we would certainly go ahead with all of our other St. Patrick's Day promotions. But again, we're not asking people not to turn things green, but for some of those sites that perhaps that we're in two minds about going green, absolutely go green, but we will not be promoting it. We just felt that in respect of what is happening in the rest of the world, and particularly in Ukraine, that to have that celebratory tone, it just didn't feel right to us. But having said that, we'll be back next year, I'm sure, with a bigger and better campaign. But the rest of the activity will go ahead in terms of just capitalizing on the opportunity that the St. Patrick's Days afford us. I mean, we're so fortunate to have the spotlight on Ireland on March the 17th, and it's not just March the 17th, as you know, Adrian. It's the whole month of March. We're very fortunate. But for the Global Greenings campaign, if people do want to buildings, I mean, in Chicago, the river was green last weekend. We just felt that it wasn't really appropriate for Tourism Ireland and indeed the global family to be amplifying that at this point in time. I think we're very, very much standing behind Ukraine, and we just felt we want to respect that.
Alison, you mentioned that this is the biggest, largest tourism campaign, you could say, ever. What are some of the other campaigns? What can we see and hear and read about for, and definitely social media and the promotion of tourism to Ireland?
Yes, well, right now we've launched the second phase of our Green Button campaign, which is inviting people to start planning their trips and to take action and book those trips to Ireland. So our campaign is running across television in six many markets across the United States. So on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and across six or eight markets. We're also very active across social media. You will see Ireland featured prominently on a lot of travel deals websites like Travelzoo, Sherman's, Travel Spike. So lots of activity. And then starting today, you're going to see our Green Button Festival. So this is a virtual festival, which again is digitally, and in Times Square we will have a large billboard showcasing that festival today on St. Patrick's Day. It'll be running from 11 to 5. So I'd encourage people to come down. People can connect on their phones, scan the QR code, and the stage will open, and they can enjoy a concert and a festival of Irish music and dance. So lots of things happening, and we've also got television crews over in Ireland as we speak, covering St. Patrick's Day. So we're really going all out to showcase that Ireland is open, and that the experience the visitors can expect will be as good, if not better, than before.
Alison Metcalf, again, thank you for taking the time. And also, in addition to our acknowledgement of the tremendous support for Tourism Ireland, so many organizations, so many, indeed, those who rely on sponsorship of Tourism Ireland, indeed, are back in full swing because of the support. Tourism Ireland, Ireland.com, and again, my guest, Alison Metcalf, Executive Vice President and Head of Tourism Ireland for North America. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Alison.
Thank you, Adrian, and to all the listeners out there, wishing you all a very happy St. Patrick's Day, and we just can't wait to welcome you all back to Ireland, hopefully this spring and summer. Look forward to it.